This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. The Missouri Department of Insurance has issued its largest penalty to date to the health insurance company Aetna. State Insurance Director John Huff says the $1.5 million settlement is a result of three main state law violations on Aetna's behalf. The company in some cases provided coverage of contraceptives without allowing employers to opt out of it, in violation of a 2001 state law.
Aetna was also routinely providing coverage for elective abortions. Missouri law forbids elective abortion coverage from being part of a standard health care policy. Customers must specifically request this type of coverage, and then they must pay an extra premium for it.
Finally, Huff says the company excluded coverage of treatments for autism spectrum disorders, countering a state law passed in 2010. Huff says Aetna will be putting $250,000 into a nonprofit focused on autism care and will be notifying customers they can file claims for previously uncovered treatments. Huff says the department's investigations into such violations often stem from customers filing complaints with the department. As the deadline to register to vote in the November election approaches, a report shows Boone County had the lowest voter turnout in the state for August's primary election. According to statistics from the Secretary of State, only 16.7% of registered voters cast a ballot in August, compared to 23.2% statewide. Chair of the MU Political Science Department, John Petrosik, says the turnout in the primaries here tend to be pretty low.
They don't get a lot of attention. People don't think anything is at stake. Campaigns aren't very noisy. Turnout in most local elections can be as low as 10 or 12%, and primary elections fall in that interval, typically down at the low end. Sometimes they can be very low.
Petrosik predicts these numbers will be different in the upcoming presidential election. The last day to register to vote for the November 6th election is October 10th. The city of Jefferson celebrated the construction of its seventh outdoor warning siren with a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday. KBIA's Russell Chapin attended the event to find out why this siren deserves its own celebration.
The completion of the seventh siren marks the halfway point of the city's plan to install 14 sirens by the end of the year. Funding for the project was raised through the Jefferson City Capital Improvement Sales Tax. The towers are an overall improvement from their decades-old predecessors, featuring a digital output system requiring no moving parts. The digital system can project voice messages and several tone variances, allowing specific alerts for different emergencies. Mayor Eric Strumpf elaborates on the flexibility of the towers.
They can literally get on the mic and say, hey, there's been an explosion at this particular address. Do not go near there.
The voice capability also means emergency services can alert the public whether an alert is a test or an actual crisis. The old test method left citizens in audible range confused and concerned, as there was no way to designate if the siren was being tested or if the sound was warning of an actual emergency. Russell Chapin, KBIA News.
Missouri transportation officials are encouraging parents to help their children walk and bike to school. October is Walk to School Month, and the Missouri Department of Transportation expects more than 30 schools to take part in next Wednesday's Walk to School Day. One popular approach is the walking school bus, in which children walk designated routes under adult supervision and pick up other students along the way. Political endorsements and the promise of PAC dollars have come streaming back to Representative Todd Akin. He's challenging incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill for the U.S. Senate seat in Missouri. Frank Morris reports.
Republican leaders stampeded away from Akin this summer after he said that so-called legitimate rape rarely caused pregnancy. They demanded he get out of the race. Now that the deadline for Akin doing that has passed, the tide has changed.
All of a sudden, this race has gone full tilt.
George Conner at Missouri State University says Senator Jim DeMint, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Santorum have all endorsed Akin recently, driven by one simple fact.
They all recognize that Congressman Akin is the only game in town, and he's their only chance to take back this seat in the United States Senate.
Conner expects big money to follow. Meantime, Senator McCaskill has sharpened her campaign against Akin, throwing his legitimate rape comment at him in advertisements, instead of sitting back and letting Akin's fellow Republicans lead the attack. Frank Morris, KCUR News.
The Missouri Gaming Association told regulators yesterday that it is trying hard to keep underage patrons from getting into the state's casinos. Marshall Griffin has more.
The head of the Missouri Gaming Association told State Gaming Commission members that the use of fake IDs is the most common way minors try to get in. But there have also been cases where they tried to climb over walls, blend in with crowds, and in a few cases, sneak in with the help of their parents. Barrett Hatches is chairman of the Gaming Commission.
I think they're doing a good job, but they certainly can do better. But they're really focused on it. It shows a commitment for it. I wouldn't say it's a really, really big problem, but any miner on any floor is a problem.
Industry officials say around 850 miners tried to gain access to a casino floor in Missouri during fiscal year 2012, which ended in June. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Fourth Congressional District Democrat candidate Teresa Hensley hosted a forum on Medicare for seniors in Columbia yesterday. She focused primarily on her disapproval of Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan's Medicare budget and the Health Care Reform Act. Hensley says privatizing Medicare is unrealistic for seniors.
When we're talking about giving a senior a voucher for them to go out and find their own health care, for them to go talk to private insurance companies to find their own insurance.
After Hensley spoke, members of the audience asked questions regarding Social Security and told personal stories of their need for Medicare. Missouri has received more than $1.2 million in federal grants for its food safety efforts. About $900,000 will go to the state health and agriculture departments. The agencies will develop training programs for state and local officials who might be involved in responding to a natural disaster or an outbreak of a foodborne illness. A smaller grant of $37,000 will focus on training poultry and egg producers on preventing salmonella from contaminating their farms. All of the grants were awarded on a competitive basis by the Food and Drug Administration. Former U.S. Senator and longtime Missouri politician John Danforth has announced his support of Ed Martin, the Republican challenger to Chris Koster in the state attorney general campaign. But the two politicians are split on one issue, whether or not to support Todd Akin. KBIA's Aaron Dismeyer spoke to both about Martin's campaign and how they feel about the rest of the Republican Party.
At a lunch on MU's campus yesterday, former Senator John Danforth, who also served as Missouri's Attorney General from 1969 to 1976, announced his support for Ed Martin in Missouri's Attorney General campaign. At the same event, Martin declared his support for Congressmember Todd Akin, who lost some party support after his controversial comments about rape and abortion, which Akin later apologized for.
I will vote for Todd Akin. Yep, I think Claire McCaskill and Barack Obama have done things to our country that are much worse than anybody's even realizing.
The comments yesterday followed U.S. Senator Roy Blunt and the Missouri Republican Party announcing support of Akin earlier this week. Danforth yesterday was not on the same page. He says voters should remember that Akin doesn't represent the values of the Republican Party, and he's hurting other party members by staying on the ballot. Even with this disagreement, Danforth calls Martin an attractive candidate and says the hardworking and driven energy he brings to the job will appeal to voters.
I think that this is what Ed offers. I think he'll put together a law office that attracts very good people to it and that is not so active in playing politics.
Martin says voters should remember this dedication and his focus on the job rather than politics this election. Aaron Dismeyer, KBIA News.
More than 150 public health practitioners from all over Missouri are gathering in Columbia for 3 days to talk about major health issues affecting public health. KBIA's Victoria Mitsuguta was there and filed this report.
The Missouri Public Health Association is one of 5 organizations hosting the conference. Vice President Bert Malone says Missouri does poorly in health rankings for diseases like diabetes or HIV infection. He says it's difficult because Missouri faces a big challenge.
Missouri ranks 50th in the nation in the amount of funds that are invested in public health by the state. That's horrendous. We live in a state that clearly doesn't value public health.
Mari Scala is the executive director of Missouri Association of Local Public Health Agencies. She says without significant efforts, local health agencies might lose 2/3 of the state funding in the next legislative session. She did note some good things about Missouri health efforts.
We have been a leader in the nation in terms of cities throughout the state passing clean air ordinances that limit the use of tobacco in public places. We don't have a strong state law, but we have had really good growth, really strong growth in the number of cities that have passed that kind of ordinances.
One of the highlights of the conference is the awards. Malone says even though it's not the Emmy or Oscars, it is a great opportunity to recognize those significant to public health. I'm Victoria Mitsuguta, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edson.